Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always excited to be here with you, especially when we get a chance to bring one of our favorite people back on the show, one of our longtime 12-year members of our Brain Trust, Giovanni Cortolo, ladies and gentlemen, Vice President of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, somebody who's working tirelessly, going toe-to-toe, best two falls out of three, with policymakers in Washington, D.C., members of Congress, the administrations, and the bureaucrats who are trying to do things that are hurting us. He's going best two falls out of three with those people and propping up the people who are trying to help us. Giovanni Cortolo, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. I tell you, it's great to be here. Great to be on your show, and always good to see that all the good things you're doing for small business.
Well, I appreciate it. It's a lot of work we have here, and the exciting part for me, and I know it is for you, is the people we work for, the people we advocate for, are more worthy than anybody that I could ever imagine advocating for, and I know you feel the same way. And one of the things that you guys, I know you guys are probably up to your chin these days on, is this Pacific Free Trade Agreement that the president wants, right?
Oh, absolutely. And this
is this the first time that the U.S. Chamber and Obama have been simpatico?
It's not the first time.
But it's kind of dramatic, though. You got to admit, it's a pretty dramatic moment, isn't it?
It is. And last week was very interesting.
I mean, let me say this. I'm sorry, Jim. I have to say, you know, I'm on the president all the time about some of his stuff, his policies. Not him personally, but his policies. But I got to say, I'm proud of him for this free trade thing. I'm going to give him some credit.
Absolutely. And just to be clear, I mean, we're basically pro-business in our policies, and we don't really care which party it is. We hope that both parties can be for or against some issues involving business. And so we're very for small business. And me in particular, I'm for small business. I'm all about small business. But, it's very interesting. He's going out on front as far as fighting for this free trade agreement.
What are the countries? How many countries are involved in this thing?
Well, the free trade Trade Promotion Authority is prerequisite to the Asia-Pacific free trade agreement. So, in relation to that, I believe there is 11 or 12 countries involved. It may come down to rice and cars. I know we have a contingent here at the chamber that is actually working on behalf of that and working with the USTR, which is the administration's point person for this agreement. And so business has a hand in it, and small business has a hand in it, because these free trade agreements are very important to raising the level of jobs and interaction between countries. But it may come down to rice and cars. We want to sell more rice to Japan and more cars to the Asian countries. And, so this is where it all, it's all negotiated.
Right. But you mentioned the trade agreement. I mean, not the agreement, but the
Fast Track.
The Fast Track. Tell us about that.
Well, in order for us to actually entertain free trade agreements, you must give the president a trade promotion authority. And that's a process by which these pre-negotiated free trade agreements are voted on within Congress. When the president, after he negotiates with all the different contingencies on these, lowering tariffs and business has a stake in it, everyone has a stake in it, then it has to go to Congress in order to be approved or not. And basically, Trade Promotion Authority allows it to be approved on a up or down vote.
They can't stick amendments on it. They have to say yay or nay.
No. And you can understand that. I mean, if you're dealing with a number of different countries that all have a stake in it.
But Harry Reid doesn't want it like this, does he?
How can he quickly,
in 30 seconds, can you tell us how he could block this?
Well, first of all, he's going to try to bring his all his followers within the Senate.
Right.
He's the minority leader, and certainly he has clout. A lot of them don't agree with him, and that's the good
news.
This
whole thing is bipartisan, isn't it?
It is bipartisan. And there's different people on different sides of the fence that may or may not support free trade.
Quickly, before we go to a break, Giovanni, will this pass?
I'm cautiously optimistic it's going to pass.
Okay. When will we know? Quickly.
We should know very shortly, within a week or so.
Okay. Quick break. Right back with Giovanni. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.